The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to January 2009.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in a most unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have three returning panelists, so let me introduce the panel to you now. From the College of Engineering and Science, in fact, the person who runs the pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan, the curling man, Maggio, because he's got to get out to go curling tonight.
Hi, Kathy.
You're Skip, aren't you?
No, not on Thursdays.
Oh, not on Thursdays.
No,
oh, okay.
Girl up there, I don't think. But anyway.
Oh, hey. Yeah. What's there is fair. All right. It's doing it. Now, around the table, somebody else who's been a Skip as well, also from the Department of Mathematics and Engineering and Science, it's Professor Jeff Boats.
Howdy.
So you take turns as Skips? That's kind of interesting.
Well, depending on the league.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday night,
okay.
I'm a Skip, and on Thursday night, I play for someone else.
Oh, okay. We are talking, by the way, about the sport of curling. Big here in the Detroit area, as well as Windsor, the Ontario-Michigan corridor, I would say. Absolutely. Do you guys ever play any Canadian teams?
In Bonspiels, we do.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah.
We're about 50-50 against them.
Cool. Okay. All right.
I hope to go to one in Marsh.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, who are you curling with?
Paul, Mike Krasinski. I'm going to Toronto.
Carmouche, Krasinski, and who?
Brandon.
Brandon Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good team.
So where are you playing in Toronto?
There's a club up there. I do not know the name of it.
I
honestly don't know the name of the club.
Oh, before you go, let me know. There's some great spots you've got to hit in Toronto.
I know a couple.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do. All right. And to my right, from the Department of History and the keeper of our Black Abolitionist Archives, and the person who is going to also play a dual role here today of contestant, but as well as moderator, because he has one more question from our inaugural gala questions, Professor Roy Fingenbein.
And I'm feeling very inaugural today.
Are you? Good. That feeling should keep on.
Let's inaugurate our final question of 20, and I set a passing grade of 16. Right now, you've done 15 of 19.
Oh, I'm scared.
So the pressure's
y'all.
On.
Hey. It was
Do we
good.
Want the match game roll. Theme music here or
I
something?
Know.
Which president was the first to include African Americans in his inaugural parade?
Ooh, I'm going to guess.
Kennedy.
Way too late.
I'm going to guess it is. Oh, not Woodrow Wilson.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, the great emancipator. Yeah, absolutely. In his second inaugural after emancipation had taken place.
That's a great story about Kennedy's inauguration, though, that he was looking out at the parade, you know, people parading by, and he saw the Coast Guard group go by. And he asked, actually, Richard Goodwin, and he said, I saw not a single black face in that whole academy at whatsoever. And the next year, of course, it was integrated.
And now we have Al Roker standing along the parade route,
I know,
yelling
but
at
I'm
the
just
president.
Like, you know, that's so. That's, but I thought, what a wonderful story that he noticed that as the service units went by, like
speaks to the man.
Yeah, like, come on, what is this? You know, this is America. Like, come on, you guys, step up. And they did. Okay. All right. Well, Roy, thank you. That was
so
a lot of pressure.
So that's a passing grade.
Okay, that means that you all get credit.
All right. I'm bringing functional analysis questions next week.
I think you should, and you can do
I'm
that.
Get you, Roy.
You set a low score.
Yeah, I was going to say it better be like one out of 500.
I'm questions about the history of Erie, Pennsylvania.
This is like when I took my GREs and I hadn't had a math class in 7 years. I'm like, how am I going to do on this?
Well, don't worry. The GRE math is marginally harder than the SAT math.
Actually, my advisor, Catherine Carraher, asked me, did I stay in the room for the entire portion of the math test on the GRE? She's like, did you get up and leave or what? It's like, oh, I know it's not that great.
Well, the good news is at least I find I do use a lot of algebra, basic algebra, and geometry in life.
Yeah. And I learned to appreciate
statistics
beyond belief.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell students. Don't give up on math. You will not believe how much you're going to need it at certain points in your life. Don't scoff at it. And, of course, they look at you like, you know, you're smoking crack, but it's true. So, listeners out there, keep math hope alive.
3x
all right.
equals.
Yeah, it does. It just makes a lot of sense. Okay, our next set of questions comes to us from Pat Garfield, and they are 1980s television trivia questions.
80s?
1980s.
Excellent.
Oh,
I should do well at this.
Okay, well, here's hoping.
Being the couch potato that
And
I
was looking, and these
Bill
are
Cosby.
Like all over the place. No, it's really, some of these programs are like, Webster.
So he chose.
I love it when teachers read the answers first.
Okay,
awesome.
They're kind of all over the place. Okay, on Three's Company, what city did the trio live
Sacramento.
In?
Sacramento.
No.
San Diego.
San Francisco. Isn't it?
No, this is another Santa.
Santa Ana.
I love that.
San Jose.
No, not Santa.
Santa Clara.
There's
Rosa?
Actually no. There's a
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. It is.
I knew there were only so many of them.
There you go. On Three's Company, what's the first name of Mr. Furley's, the landlord, his tightwad brother who owned the building?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's a little tough.
Wow.
I was ready to give Mr. Furley's name.
But his name is the same as a very famous character on The Simpsons.
Where's Matt?
Apu.
Mo?
Not Apu, Mo. Apu. A main character on The Simpsons.
Oh. Bart?
Yep, Homer? It's Bart.
Oh, Bart, okay.
Okay.
Lisa?
Lisa. His name is Lisa. On Three's Company, Jack had a restaurant that he opened, and he was its head chef. But what was the name of the restaurant?
The Regal Beagle.
That's where the corner bar.
I love that. Jack's something else. It's
Bistro.
That's it. Jack's Bistro. Okay. What was Michael Jackson advertising when he was nearly killed by fire?
Pepsi.
Yeah, I didn't think he was nearly killed, was he?
Well, no, but he was nearly snatched bald-headed.
Oh, that's what I mean.
He's had too many plastic surgeries trying to become
There's very Diana little cartilage
Ross.
Left.
That's what Kenny, our friend, always says, that he wanted to be Diana Ross's love child, and he couldn't manage it, so he went to plastic surgery to do
that.
Well,
when Jackson got married the second time, his short-lived second marriage, that was one of Leno's lines. He says, you know, people say, what does he have in common with this cleaning lady that he's marrying? He says, I actually think they're very compatible. She's a white woman, and so is he.
There you go.
Oh, my. He's certainly close.
Back to some Three's Company. These are kind of mixed in here. On Three's Company, what is the name Chrissy actually short for?
Christine?
No. Nah. This is really, I never knew this. I guess I would survive
Chrissy.
Without knowing it.
Little Chrissy.
Think of a holiday.
Christmas.
Yeah, her name was Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
It was?
That's what it says here. I guess I've got to believe.
She was the gift that kept on giving.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry.
On Three's Company, what was Chrissy's father's occupation?
He was a minister.
He was a reverend,
which led to several interesting programs because they'd have to clean up their act.
Oh, that's right, because dad was coming.
Interesting as Three's Company could actually.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, come on now, don't say that.
Do we have questions like what was Ritter's father's occupation?
No, they don't.
He was a country singer, famous country singer.
Oh, you mean John Ritter. Tex Ritter. Yeah. Oh, okay.
In real life.
Who was a bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? I didn't even know he was bullied.
The Gooch?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
What a great memory you have. That's brilliant.
Well, you know, really me in foreign languages.
Why did they call him the Gooch?
I have no idea. It just sounds like a foreign language.
It does. That's really interesting. What was the name of the schoolmistress or the headmistress in the show The Facts of Life?
Well, Charlotte Ray
don't
played her.
Don't say it.
Don't worry, I can't.
Charlotte Ray played
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Edna Garrett. Yes. But she was Mrs. Edna Garrett. Does that mean she was a divorcee?
Mm-hmm.
Did she kill her husband?
She killed him. She cooked him. Or she was a widow. Okay. What was the name of the bartender on the program The Love Boat?
Oh, Isaac.
Isaac.
Okay, what was Isaac's last name? That's what they have it down here.
Oh, gosh.
Isaac Loved Daddy.
I like it better than Isaac Washington. I think Isaac Loved Daddy is a cool name.
He was Washington?
Yeah, it's Isaac Washington.
He was the crew member who didn't get elected to Congress, right?
Yes, that's right, because the guy who was the ship's doctor, didn't he?
Gopher.
Oh, Gopher. That's it. He was a bursar or something like that. Purser, that's it.
This was kind of the post-Reagan. If one B actor can serve in the national office, all of them can.
What were the name of the four main characters on the program, The Facts of Life?
You mean the girls?
Tootie.
Tootie is one.
Natalie.
Yes, Natalie.
Joe.
Yes.
And Blair.
And Blair.
In the first season, there were seven girls.
Seven girls?
Yeah. Blair,
there was a redhead.
Tootie were there.
Oh, so there
and
were
then
other
there were
five other
ones. I can't remember their names.
There's a redhead, a short one, black hair.
I don't know. they didn't pay their tuition.
I think they just tried to simplify it. I think Molly Ringwald played one of them.
Really?
She was the redhead. She was the redhead.
They had financial aid problems.
Yes, that's right. Their financial aid didn't get processed.
There was a tall one with
okay.
black hair that kind of looked like Nancy Kerrigan.
That is so weird because the next question is, what star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? So we'll have to give you that one because you just inferred it. You just did it so well. The Jeffersons was a spinoff from what show?
All in the Family.
Yeah. Because that's right. It was...
Our Neighbors.
That's right. That they moved into the neighborhood and he had a hard... Archie had a hard time coping with that.
Whoever played the George in the series was not the original George that was the neighbor on the All in the Family.
It was a much more heavy set, as I recall.
Yes. And a little more in your face, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, which was good. Archie needed people in his face.
That was
like
a great show.
So much.
I still enjoy watching that show, especially the old one.
I love the time that Sammy Davis Jr. kissed Archie.
That was the best. It was so good. And he did it so, like, surreptitiously. Yeah. It was a perfect moment. Carol O'Connor was a very good actor.
Yes.
He really did a great job in that way. What was the name of the Facts of Life Mrs. Garrett's gourmet food shop? So she had a food shop?
Yeah,
Mrs.
that was
Garrett?
In the later years.
You know, Edna's Edibles?
That's it. You got a great memory.
That was in the spinoff show, I think.
Was that a spinoff or was that a continue?
I don't remember.
Was that at the ending? I think it was
last season. That's when they jumped the shark, you know?
And who played the erstwhile occasional handyman and hanger around?
Yeah,
is that a question coming up?
That is a question coming up.
We'll leave that one.
That
was George Clooney.
Yeah, it was a current cast member of ER.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he was like kind of like the eye candy for the girls.
Was
that it?
It was kind of role reversal.
Oh, my goodness.
Put the guy on there instead of guys looking at the girl.
Oh, wow. On the show The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they formed a singing group?
I didn't even know they were saying.
I know, neither did I. It's sort of like,
I remember that
I guess I never watched the show or something. I have no idea. It was called Sexy Lingerie. And so,
okay.
I have no idea.
So who were this? I mean, so of these girls,
seems kind of risque for 80s
television.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
The TV writers were doing a lot of coke back in those days.
Somebody had to be. On the program Webster, what did little Webster call his adoptive parents?
I never watched the show. We're in trouble.
Well, you know who was on it? Alex Kerr played the adoptive father. He was the Detroit Lions football player.
Mr. Papadopoulos, I remember.
Yeah, that's it. He had a Greek name. He called them Ma'am and George. So he called the dad by the first name, but he called his adoptive mother Ma'am.
Okay.
Wow, I guess that's really polite.
All right.
What Fact of Life character was in the movie The Godfather? This is Godfather Part 1.
What?
Well, she would have to have been a child actor.
No, actually, this is somebody who played somebody's father on the show.
Oh. Well, Blair's father, Joe's father.
I'm going to guess Joe's father.
I think it's Joe's father.
It is Joe's father.
He was in Godfather Part 1.
Mm-hmm. He played Mo Green. The character of Mo Green.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You know the character
who was
sadly...
Yes, he was the Vegas. Yes.
Yeah, and there's that really ugly scene of the...
Where he shoots him in the eye on the massage table.
Oh, that was so horrible. Yeah. Oh, and when you think about horrible or to get over it, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1998.
On my left, one of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ed.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley.
Of Atala,
Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. He says, good luck, Edwin, George, and Sarah. Don't be a stranger, but stay strange. Thank you, Bert. Yeah. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty Ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah, he...
After he got through being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm.
It occurred during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yeah.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
Come
come dance on our floor.
Come dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too.
Anthony Sack with Michael, thank you for that theme, with great questions about 80s TV trivia. And so far, you guys are knocking them out. Jeff, you are whamma-jamming on these.
What were your favorite TV themes from the 80s?
Theme songs?
Yeah. I love the techno ones, like the Knight Rider theme and the Airwolf.
Airwolf. Thank you. Those were good, that they were instrumentals. Those were great. Did you have one, Roy, that you especially liked?
I can visualize the show, and I'm trying to think what the name of the show is.
And I liked how the Cosby Show, they would do a different dance thing every week.
Yes, the dance thing was really, really wonderful. Okay, now we've got some other questions after that one about Mo Green, thank God. Okay. Who shot J.R. Ewing?
I never watched that show.
This was huge in
some
Britain.
Chick.
I swear. It was some chick. You're absolutely right.
I was seven at the time.
It was Sue Ellen's sister, Kristen,
okay,
who was actually played by Mary Crosby, I believe.
Huh. Wasn't yeah, Mary yeah, you're
Crosby,
right.
Who
you're
was
right.
Bing Crosby's
yeah, boy.
Daughter.
I think that show was on past my bedtime.
Probably it was. But it was huge in Britain. People in Britain loved that show. Crazy.
There was a story that I read after that, that there was I'm trying to remember the Bedouin group in the Sahara, that they could get this show on national television there.
Oh, God.
And so they've got like one TV in the village and an antenna, and they were nomads, so they were, you know, they moved seasonally.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they delayed their seasonal move for 3 weeks in order to find out who shot J.R.
that's amazing. Okay, on the TV program The Dukes of Hazzard, what was the name of the Dukes of Hazzard's car?
The General Lee.
It is. Mm-hmm. I remember that program because of my nephew. And when I would babysit him, he loved that program. He was like 3 years old. And for some reason, and my mother kept saying, oh, don't let him watch that program. He'll turn into a redneck.
Well, it's like country music.
Program.
It's simple enough for anybody to understand, you know?
Yeah. But at three, this kid loved that show. And what he really loved was how they never used the door to get into the car.
Mm-hmm.
They like went through.
Okay, Jeff, have you ever done the slide across the hood?
Not deliberately.
Not deliberately.
But the roads do get a little icy, and the driveways get a little icy from time to time in Michigan.
Yeah, that would hurt. Ooh, no way. On the program One Day at a Time, what were the two daughters' names?
Oh, gosh.
I just remember Schneider.
Yeah, the guy who was
the women in this building don't call me super for nothing.
Yeah. He thought he was such a stud muffin.
And you know, he actually has a master's in political philosophy?
Get out of town. That's... I find
from, that, I don't, NYU or
that he was a good
like
actor because
yeah.
You know, I didn't think he got a GED, let alone a master's.
No.
Barbara and Julie?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, you know, one of whom now is appearing on Weight Watcher, but what is it?
Jenny Craig.
Yeah,
oh,
Jenny
yes,
Craig commercials.
Yes. Okay.
Valerie Bertinelli.
That's it.
Eddie Halen.
Van Halen. Oh, well, some things don't work. Who played Mork from Ork's son?
Oh, it would have been an older actor.
It is an older
Ork,
actor.
They age backwards,
yes.
Like Benjamin Button.
Yes, that's true. This is an amazing comic, American comic. Did film work, stage work?
I can see him. I can't.
Oh, it's not Jonathan Winters.
It's Jonathan
yes.
Winters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, and he
Who?
Is. The guy's hysterical. I think he's funny.
But, you know, I'm doing this research project now on Jordan Anderson, who writes this early, ex-slave that writes this early reparations manifesto in 1865 that gets circulated in America and Europe. But the guy who was his patron, Valentine Winters, major banker in Dayton, and I found out in the midst of my research, Valentine Winters was this major Republican. Lincoln stayed at his home in Dayton.
Oh my
and when
God.
He was running for president, all this stuff, this guy was a big deal. And he's Jonathan Winters' great-great-grandfather.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
So I'm trying to figure out, he's still alive. Can I do an interview? Can
that's
I justify
so cool.
doing an interview here?
Why not? Why not? What was Mork from Ork's famous line?
Oh, you mean Nanu Nanu?
Nanu Nanu. That's the first time I've ever seen it spelt out. So I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. On the Super Friends, what were the Wonder Twins' names?
Oh, I grew up on this. Zan
I'm
and
completely
Jaina.
Ignorant of
yes,
Super Friends.
Zan and Jaina.
And Gleep the Wonder Monkey. Or
oh my God,
like
you
that.
Got the bonus question. What was the monkey's name? It was Gleek. Now that sounds like a foreign language. Gleek,
yeah.
Gleek, Gleek. They're putting the electric company back on PBS.
I heard, but it's not going to be the same type of format.
No, it isn't. In fact,
I used to love the Spider-Man parts of that.
Mm-hmm. But in fact, the New York Times reviewed it, and they said that they like the older version better, that this one is too serious.
Oh.
I thought the electric company Morgan was
Freeman
a great
reading,
show.
Reading Shakespeare? Or, yeah. Well, how serious is this?
That's what I mean. I thought, well, what do you mean by serious? That's kind of strange. What famous talk show host made a guest appearance on Laverne and Shirley? This is a late night talk host.
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
Dick Cavett?
No. This is really, you like
Carson?
Him. You watch him. You quote him sometimes, this guy.
Leno?
Yeah, Leno. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what he would have played.
Oh, that's when he was young with the big hair and wearing those lime green suits.
That's
right?
It. Okay.
Lime green leisure suits.
So I wonder what the character he played would have been. Huh. That's kind of interesting.
He was apparently in some bad B and C movies, too.
Really? Well, that could happen to anyone. Who were the three children on the program, Kate and Allie?
I don't remember it.
Yeah, that was kind of a chick show. I bet you guys didn't
I have
watch
trouble
Kate
with my
Allie.
Own children's names sometimes. What do you think?
I think my mom likes it.
Well, here we go. Jenny, Chip, and Emma. Those sound like such, like soap kind of
pretty
TV
white
names
bread,
that
yeah.
way. There we go. It was. In Knight Rider, what does K-I-T-T, his name, stand for?
Oh, it depends. In the series, it was Knight Industry 2000.
Yes.
But in the movie sequel, it was Knight Industry 3000.
Oh, really?
Because they upgraded.
Oh, well, duh. Okay. That makes sense. Duh.
He'd have to be kiffed next time, I guess.
Oh, yes, indeed. Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of what television show?
Was that Archie Bunker, too?
No, this is really interesting. I did not know this. Think Ron Howard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
There you go, Happy Days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but what's the connection? I don't get it.
Was Mindy a minor character on
it? Yeah,
there
I was going to say, was she on it?
I'm fairly certain
one
Mork
of
wasn't.
Richie's days.
Yeah, I was going to say one of Richie's million days.
Or Mork could have appeared in a dream sequence or something. I don't know.
Oh, like the 50s. There was a big UFO thing in the 50s. Maybe that was it. Yeah, that could have been.
I don't remember.
That was really strange. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of?
Yeehaw.
Thank you. I would have said, like, yeah, there
you go. Well, there were some links, particularly between characters, to a bad movie called Macon County Line. But I don't know if that's what they're...
Oh, okay. Well, this was a waitress. Her name was Flo.
Alice's Diner?
Yes, Alice's Diner. So, yeah, Boss Hogg was a character who passed through that diner.
Huh. And Roscoe B. Coltrane.
Yeah, but I guess that was pretty subtle. I didn't know that.
Well, we should know. We spent 8 years with Boss Hogg.
There we sure have we ever. On Laverne and Shirley, what was Laverne's favorite drink?
Oh, I remember this. Milk and Pepsi.
Yes.
And it's actually not bad.
Really? My mother used to, the only time she'd ever drink anything, she would put a little bit of beer in a Coca-Cola. It's beer and Coke, but Coke and Pepsi.
My mom never made me beer and Coke. But
she made you.
Milk and Pepsi's not bad.
Not even to get you to sleep at night.
This later Beverly Hills 90210 actress played Lara and Alonzo's niece on Little House on the Prairie. Who is she?
Shannon Doherty.
You're right.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, easily recognizable too. I'm a big House fan. I used to watch Little House with my grandpa. My mom would go shopping with my grandma.
Loved it. So I watched a lot of it with her.
You recognize her just like that. She looks just like she did when she was 8.
Oh, my goodness.
Just filled out a bit.
But she really hasn't had a charmed life.
No.
Anyway.
No, she seems to have had sad soul, an unhappy one. Ugh. How old was John Schneider when he first played Beau Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard?
20.
That's old. I'm really surprised by
18?
This. 18? Yeah, he was 18 years old. That's kind of unusual. Kind of unusual. On the program Three's Company, their upstairs neighbor, Larry, had a last name. What was it?
Oh, gosh.
Well,
start with an F?
This is odd. It's the name of a program we were talking about in connection to the nomadic Bedouins.
Dallas?
Yeah, his name was Larry Dallas.
Oh, wow. No relation to George.
Obviously not.
James Buchanan's vice president.
Yeah, there we go. What was the Reverend Jim's real last name on the program, Taxi?
I love that program. Oh, and that character.
Oh, it was awesome.
He was so good.
I didn't know he had a last name.
I didn't either. He just seemed to be Jim.
Did you have piano lessons? I must have.
Yeah. The story of how he went from a really, really bright intellectual into just a complete stoner waste out was so interesting.
I like the time he won the lottery and he blew all his money on banks of big screen TVs. So he had this whole wall of his apartment, and they go to visit him because he hadn't showed up to work for days.
Yeah.
And he's watching like 20 stations nonstop around the clock,
just watching it,
including Delaware Public TV. He goes, yeah, they just had this really neat debate for the last 4 hours over whether they should be called Delawareans or Delawareites.
Right. It was just so weird. His last name was Caldwell.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is kind of new by me. Don't know that.
I liked Louis. Louis Pre.
Oh, Louis was so. Oh, my God. He was so angry.
Andy Kaufman did it for me.
It was very interesting. Oh, here we go. Thank you, Michael. As always, on the case, this is from Wikipedia. And it deals with premise and initial success of Mork and Mindy. And Michael printed off where the series was a spinoff of the sitcom Happy Days. The character of Mork, Robin Williams, first appeared in the season 5 episode My Favorite Orchid, where he threatened to take Richie Cunningham back to Ork as an example of human life. But the plan was foiled by
the Fonz.
Okay. The character proved to be popular enough with the audience to rate a starting role in the series. Although in the series, Mork would reside in Boulder, Colorado, and then the current day, as opposed to Happy Days, late 50s, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Huh. That's kind of cool. Thank you, Michael. Hmm. Had no idea. It notes here that Mork and Mindy was on for 4 seasons.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it said. And that it was preceded by Love American Style and Happy Days. And... yes, the related shows are Laverne and Shirley.
This is on PBS, right?
Yeah. Joni Loves Chachi and Love American Style. So, huh. All right. Wow. Okay. Oh, my goodness. There we go. What is the connection between Jefferson and the Good Times? That's now the Good Times.
The Jeffersons and Good Times?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the
one was
Florida. Florida, the wife.
That's
was
right, of
the,
James's wife.
The maid for, blanking. Was the maid on the Jeffersons or something like
that? Yeah, that she did. She was played the part of that. Yeah. On Punky Brewster, were you guys Punky Brewster fans?
I remember the show. I didn't watch
it. Okay. Her best friend Cherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would her full name have been? Oh, this gosh. Is so weird. Cherry Soda? So the character's name was Donald Soda? Okay.
Like Bill Lear and his wife naming their daughter Shanda.
Oh, no, chandelier. That is, like, so evil. Don't do that. On Punky Brewster, how was Punky abandoned by her mother?
Probably had something to do with the way she dressed.
No lie. The kid was, yeah. This is, I hope.
Looking at the way she dressed, her mother went blind and left her somewhere.
I like your story better. It notes here that Mom went into a grocery store and never came out. I don't really know what that means. Okay. On the show Knight Rider, the name what was the name of Kit's K-I-T-T-S evil double?
Cat would be another one just like it.
Oh.
Or Goliath was the big truck.
Okay. Got that. All right. So we're going to stop with these here, but let me thank our remaining panelists, Professor Finkenbein.
Good to be here.
And Professor Boats.
One man can make a difference, Kathy.
Absolutely.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Communication Studies Radio and TV Studios here on our McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced, technically directed, witnessed, and supplied with wonderful information by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go Titans!
And we're back with another summertime classic edition of Ask the Professor next week. So please plan to join us.